الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أحمده تعالى وأستهديه وأسترشده وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على سيدنا محمد سيد ولد عدنان من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه سراجا وهاجا سراجا وهاجا وقمرا منيرا فهدى الله به الأمة وكشف به عنها الغمة وبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين إماما للمتقين أما بعد أيها الأحبة فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العظيم هذه الدنيا هي دار ممر وليست دار مستقر هذه الدنيا هي مزرعة الآخرة والقبر صندوق العمل فهنيئا لمن بر واتقى وختم له بالعمل الصالح Dear brothers, I urge you and myself to fear Allah and to obey Him. And know that this dunya is a passage. It is not a place of settlement. Rather, it's a place that we pass through to the other end, either Jannah or Nar. This dunya is a place of preparation for the Akhirah and good for the one who obeys Allah Ta'ala and dies on al-Iman. يقول الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى الله تبارك وتعالى الذي يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور مطلع على جميع أحوال العباد ما ظهر منها وما بطن فالعبد الفائز الرابح هو الذي اتبع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والتزم إرشاداته وتعليماته وتوجيهاته صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah knows what's inside the hearts. He knows what we keep in secret and what we expose. Allah knows about all our situations. So the good person, the clever person, the winner in the Akhirah is really the one who follows the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhering to his teachings, to his instructions, and to his beliefs sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Abdu al-Faiz al-Najih هو الذي خاف يوم الحساب هذا معنى قول الله تعالى وأما من خاف مقام ربه أي خاف سؤال الحساب This is the meaning of this ayah وأما من خاف مقام ربه That is, he feared the questioning day on judgment day He feared that day And he prepared for what's after death Contrary to those who are careless about what will happen. Contrary to those who are careless about what's going to happen in the Akhirah. Contrary to those who are neglecting the preparation for the grave. بخلاف أولئك الذين لا يخافون الفضيحة في الدنيا ولا يستعدون لما بعد الموت ولا يعدون ليوم الحساب ليوم السؤال وأما من خاف مقام ربه أي خاف سؤال يوم الحساب واستعد له بأن تجنب المحرمات تجنب المنهيات وأدى الواجبات التي فرضها الله عليه خاف مقام ربه خاف سؤال يوم الحساب ونهى النفس عن الهوى الهوى المذموم هو ما تميل إليه النفس الأمارة بالسوء مما فيه مخالفة لشرع الله تعالى هذا هو النهي نهي النفس عن الهوى أن تنهيها عن ما هو مخالف لشرع الله تعالى مما هي تميل إليه النفس تميل إلى أشياء كالاستعلاء على الرقاب مثلا So Allah تبارك وتعالى in this ayah is saying which means those who fear the day of judgment when they will be questioned and prepare for it ونهى النفس عن الهوى and prevented the self from following its temptations and its bad inclinations, they will have the reward, which we will talk about. The inclinations of the self, the bad inclinations of the person, every person has inclinations. These inclinations, usually, they will gear him to do the bad things, unless you control that self and prevent it. And among these inclinations, among these feelings that some people have, is to be above others. Some people, they love feeling that they are above others. They are over them in status. So they will control them, or they will harm them in a certain way. Sometimes it happens even among the brother and the other brother. For example, the older brother, he has younger brothers, so he will consume their money. He will control their assets, his their money. And just because he is older, he will take advantage of that situation, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ And he will take their money and claim that he is doing what is best for them. This is haram. This is the inclination of the self. It makes the self tempts you to do that. فَإِذَا قُلْنَا الْحُبِّ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ عَلَى الرِّقَابِ كَأَنْ يَكُونَ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَثَلًا أَخًا كَأَكْبَرِ يَكُونَ هناك أخ أكبر لأشقائه فيأكل أموالهم بدعوى أنه يرعى مصالحهم بعد موت أبيهم فهذا سببه هوى النفس تميل إلى ذلك ومثال آخر الزوجة الناشز التي خرجت عن طاعة زوجها حبا للاستعلاء وحبا للتسلط هذا هوى النفس هي تهوى ذلك أما إن اتقت الله عز وجل تكف هذه النفس عن هذا الاستعلاء. The second example I want to give is some wives. The wife that is disobedient to her husband. The wife that does not obey her husband and feels that she wants to be over him, above him, controlling him. Some, they have this feeling, this inclination. The good woman or the pious person is the one who controls this feeling and avoids it prevents himself from having this but those who are not pious they will do whatever they have in mind whatever inclinations come to them they will follow whatever temptations they will follow so now the self the nafs is controlling them into these bad temptations wal'iyadu billah أو بعض الشركاء يدخلون على تراضي بينهما على حب ظاهر ثم تجدهما صارا متباغضين متحاسدين متنازعين يكاد الشقاق بينهما يوصل إلى التقاتل والتناحر والتذابح هذا سببه حب المال حب الدنيا حب التسلط طغى على قلوب كثيرين So another third example is a couple who are in partnership. They are partners in a company or the like. And soon, in the beginning, they are like best couples. And soon or later, you will find them that they are the worst enemies. They hate each other so much that they are ready to kill each other. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ in some cases. This is the reason behind this, is they had these bad inclinations. They followed them to avenge or to be on top, above the other, or to control. And this, the reason behind this is loving this dunya. Loving this dunya controlled the hearts of many of the people. وَمِنْ هَوَى النَّفْسِ الْخَفِيِّ أَيْضًا أَنَّ بَعْضًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عِنْدَهُمْ شَهْوَةٌ حُبُّ الظُّهُورِ وَالِاسْتِعْلَاءِ وَدَعْوَى الْمَشْيَخَةِ هَذَا مِنْ أَمْرَاضِ الْقُلُوبِ. Another example, a fourth example also, that is like hidden. It's a hidden bad inclination. It is, if you're not watching out for it, it's easy for you to fall in it. It's so easy for one to commit this. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, which is the love of fame, to be over above others by being famous in a haram way, to show off in a haram way. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, whether to claim that you are more knowledgeable than others, or being a Sufi sheikh or the like, but in reality they are not. They are taking a position that they do not deserve, but they love being in that center of attention, that fame, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, in a bad way. This is also among the bad inclinations. يَفْعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَنْكَبِّ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيُقَبِّلُوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَهُمْ فَارِغُونَ لَا عِلْمَ لَهُمْ بَلْ هُمْ جُهَالٌ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. هؤلاء منهم من يدعي الولاية والكرامة, وبعضهم لم يؤدوا الواجبات ولم يجتنبوا المحرمات, وقد كثر أمثلة هؤلاء الناس في هذا الزمن. And you will find many examples of these people nowadays. You think that they look like walis, they look like great awliya, great sheikhs, great scholars, but in reality they are nothing. They barely apply the obligations, if they know how, but they find an opportunity to take this position that they don't deserve, so that people can give them money. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. It is a fitna. And even some of those people who think they are good, they are doing something good, but in reality they are doing something bad. They think they are Sufis, they think they are pious, but they are doing things that are against the religion because of their ignorance. Like those people who claim to be Sufiya, Sufis, but they are not. The good Sufis are obedient people. But these people, their biggest attention is to the tunes, to the music and to the dancing. And they think they are making dhikr. But when they are mentioning Allah, wal-iyadu billah, they say things perverting the name of Allah. If you haven't seen those, they are out there. You'll find them in different places, different countries. They think they are making dhikr. So they will say, Allah, Allah, instead of saying Allah. And then some of them say, ah, 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 like this, for hours sometimes. They are saying, ah, 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 this is not Allah's name. But because they are ignorant, and now their inclination is to dance, and be in that group that they listen to these tunes, they think they are doing something good, but they are not. The reason for this is the lack of knowledge. They did not check, am I doing what is appropriate? Am I really doing what the Prophet did? What the Sahaba did? Then what am I doing? But unfortunately, these people, they have jahil in their hearts, and they love these bad inclinations, so they are tempted to do them, wal-iyadu billah. And some people, they don't know how to mention the name of Allah, like saying, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, or the like. They are also cutting. They are not mentioning Allah's name properly, so even that falls under ignorance, because the name of Allah is pronounced as the following: Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So you cannot pervert it and make it by removing letters from it. This is not permissible, this is haram, wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. Another haram act that some people do is they call Allah names that does not befit Him. Some people, they think they are Islamic thinkers, they are scholars, So they call Allah names that are not applicable to him, that have not been mentioned in the Sunnah or in the Quran, so they make it up. Like those who say, بعض الناس يلحدون في أسماء الله يسمى الله القوة الخالقة. الله لا يسمى بالقوة, الله ذو القوة, لا يقال عنه أنه هو القوة الخالقة والعياذ بالله تعالى. الله قال في القرآن الكريم ذو القوة, أي الموصوف بالقوة وهي القدرة, فلا يجوز أن يقال عن الله قوة هو قوة, ولا يجوز أن يقال عن الله محبة هو محبة, لا يجوز ذلك. حتى لو إنسان ظن أنه يحسن صنعا ولكن أطلق على الله اسما ما ورد, وأسماء الله توقيفية, فليس لك أن تجعل اسما لله لم يرد في الكتاب ولا السنة. لا يجوز أن يقال عن الله أنه هو العلم وهو القدرة وهو الإرادة, لا, إنما نقول الله موصوف بالقدرة, موصوف بالإرادة, بالسمع, بالبصر, بالكلام, بالعلم, بالحياة, بالبقاء, هذه صفات الله. فلا يقال الله قوة ولا يقال الله محبة, لأن أسماء الله توقيفية, فلا يجوز أن يسمى الله بما لم يرد به الإذن شرعا. قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه. سبحان الله, وهناك من يلحدون في أسماء الله. So Allah in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that He has the perfect names. So call Him with these names. And they are mentioned in the hadith, 99 perfect names. And be warned of those who pervert the names of Allah. And there are some. Some they call Allah the power. They say, He is the power. You cannot say that. We cannot say Allah is the power. We say Allah is attributed with power. He has power over all the creations. But we don't say He is the power. They say He is the creating power. And some they say He is the love. We cannot call Allah love. No. Allah Ta'ala created love. So you can't say He is love. Allah has the attributes of perfections and He is clear of any imperfection. And so the names of Allah have been mentioned either in the Quran or in the Hadith, as I mentioned in this ayah. So you cannot make up another name for them. So some people they do. Like those who said Allah, one of His names is Ah. Ah. Ah in Arabic is an expression for pain. How could you use it for the Creator? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is from the jahil. May Allah protect us. حُبُّ الْهَوَى حُبُّ النَّفْسِ الْأَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّوءِ وَحُبُّ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ عَلَى الرِّقَابِ وَحُبُّ التَّسَلُّطِ وَحُبُّ جَمْعِ الْمَالِ تَحْتِ سِتَارِ الدَّعْوَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ كَمَا يَفْعَلُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ يُوهِمُونَ النَّاسَ أَنَّهُمْ إِنَّمَا يَأْخُذُونَ مَالًا مَثَلًا لِلْأَيْتَامِ وَالْأَرَامِلِ وَالْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وهم يأكلونها لجيوبهم وبطونهم والعياذ بالله ويعددون بيوتهم ويوزعونها على أولادهم وزوجاتهم وهذا لا يجوز كله بسبب حب الهوى حب النفس حب الهوى النفس الأمارة بالسوء. Some people they are drowning in the bad inclinations, following the bad inclinations, loving these bad inclinations that lead you to the haram. Bad inclinations lead you to the haram. These bad feelings inside that your self desires are leading you to the haram. You have to prevent it. But many people are not like that. Subhanallah. Such as those people who collect money, claiming that I'm collecting it for a good cause, for an Islamic cause. So they will take the money of the orphans, the poor, the widow, the poor people, they will collect it, and you will find later on they have multiple houses. They had one house, now they have multiple houses. They will give it to their kids. Their kids have fancy cars. And I'll tell you an example. When I was in Dallas, there was a man who has a beautiful, mashallah, he told me, and I went, a beautiful mosque in a beautiful school. Mashallah, I was very impressed. after several hours of meeting him, I told him, MashaAllah, how could you accomplish all of this? He told me, I've been collecting all the money of the zakat in the area and from overseas, and I've been building with it this property. He built a school, but he took it from the unrightful source. The money of the zakah cannot be given to build a mosque or a hospital or a school. The zakah money, there are 8 categories of people in the Quran whom are entitled for it. But I told him, but Allah mentioned in the Quran, you cannot use this money for this purpose. He said, I know you're right, but someone gave us a fatwa, it's okay to do it. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So he felt proud. 14 years he's been collecting with this money from a haram source. He's using it in a haram way. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. These people, and he was so, he showed pride in himself that he accomplished something great. But it was inclination, bad inclination of the self. Instead of him checking, making sure that whatever he's doing is accurate. And God knows what else he did, how else he collected this money. And this is just an example. As you see, many people, they do these kind of things. And they think that they are doing something good, but they are not. That's why Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ خَافَ سُؤَالَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he prevented himself. He feared the day of judgment, the day when he will be questioned. What did you do in this dunya with your money, with your time, with your children and so on? He will be questioned, and if he prevented that self from these bad haram inclinations, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. فَإِذَنْ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. فالله تعالى أخبر أن النفس أمارة بالسوء. Allah told us that the self pushes you to the bad things, to the haram, yourself. وحذرنا من اتباعها. He warned us from following these temptations, these inclinations. Yourself, it has them inside. So you have to control it. You have to prevent it from that haram. وأغلب الناس نفوسهم أمارة بالسوء والعياذ بالله تعالى. And most people, their selves tempt them to do the haram. They have these bad inclinations. Those who do not acquire the Islamic knowledge and do not disobey the devil, and rather they obey and follow the devil and his helpers from the people, then he will be falling under this category of those who follow their bad inclinations and temptations. The money, dear brothers, you spend your night and day protecting it, but knowledge really is what protects you. So that's why we urge you to acquire and increase your level of knowledge, because the knowledge is what protects you. It's not money. Money, you spend your life protecting it. وقال بعض العلماء في هذا عن النفس الأمارة بالسوء وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصيهما النفس والشيطان. So in this, one of the poets, he said, and oppose your inclinations, oppose yourself. That leads you to bad temptations. Don't obey it, and don't obey the devil. So two things are pushing you to the haram. The bad inclinations that come within yourself, and the devil. So make sure you disobey them, and you obey Allah, your Lord, the Lord of the worlds. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ قَالْ رُبَّ مُكْرِمٍ لِنَفْسِهِ وَهُوَ لَهَا مُهِينٌ. رب مكرم لنفسه وهو لها مهين. يظن يعني كثير تجد من الناس من يظن أنه يكرم نفسه ولكن حقيقة هو يهين هذه النفس. مثلا يصطدم اثنان على الطريق في زحمة سير فيخرج واحد منهم فيضربه أو يسب ربه والعياذ بالله تعالى. يظن أنه يكرم نفسه ينتقم لنفسه والعياذ بالله تعالى وهو حقيقة يهين نفسه أدى نفسه أخذ أوصل بنفسه إلى الهلاك. أجارنا الله وإياكم. as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, some people, they think they are honoring and doing something good for themselves, but in reality they are doing something bad for it. They are degrading it. Like those, if an accident happened or a fight between two happened, you'll see that they start doing haram things. Like he will cuss him, he's cussing his family, cursing, saying bad things to his family. Or sometimes he will cuss his Lord. He will make kufr, he will say kufr things. Or he will beat him or hit him unrightfully. And this, in reality, you are not doing something good for yourself. Rather, you are degrading yourself. May Allah protect us and you from that. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make us among those who fear Allah constantly and obey Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and accept our good deeds. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد عباد الله فاتقوا الله في السر والعلن أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل وبأداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. So dear brothers, I urge you to fear Allah and to obey Him and to do what is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to increase your level in knowledge. Our master Isa, peace be upon him, he praised the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly because of their knowledge. He said, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam امتدح أمة النبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال عنهم علماء حكماء كأنهم من الفقه أنبياء. علماء حكماء كأنهم من الفقه أنبياء. انتبهوا, ما قال كأنهم من كثرة العبادة وكثرة التهجد في الليل وكثرة الصلاة, إنما قال من كأنهم من الفقه, أي بسبب الفقه كأنهم أنبياء. So in this saying he said, they are like scholars and they are wise, people of wisdom. Because of their knowledge, they are like prophets. He is praising the ummah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Isa عليه السلام, Jesus. He is praising them because of their knowledge. They are similar to the prophets with their vast knowledge. Because of their vast knowledge, those people who are like that are those who fear Allah Ta'ala the most, and those who are careful of what to say and what not to say, what to wear and what not to wear, what to eat and what not to eat or drink. Those are the people who have the knowledge. They fear Allah the most. I ask Allah Ta'ala to make us and you among them. وَاعْلَمُوا بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم يا ربنا إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين، وكفر عنا سيئاتنا، وتوفنا مؤمنين برحمتك يا رب العالمين، واجعل نفوسنا نفوسا راضية مرضية يا رب العالمين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. اللهم حسن لنا العمل يا رب العالمين، وبلغنا الأجل ونحن مؤمنين برحمتك يا رب العالمين. واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.